This is VOA News via remote. Liz Pelka. Nationwide protests in support of Kremlin opposition leader Alexei Navalny are underway across Russia. Police have already detained at least 1,000 protesters Sunday as they took to the streets for a second weekend. Navalny is currently jailed after returning to Russia in mid-January after spending nearly 5 months in Germany recovering from a poison attack. He's blamed the Kremlin for poisoning him, which has been denied. Navalny associates called again for nationwide protests ahead of his trial, which will start Tuesday, February 2nd. Moscow police announced the closure of 7 metro stations and have restricted the movement of pedestrians to downtown. Authorities have also ordered some restaurants and shops in the city center closed and above-ground transportation diverted. A team of World Health Organization scientists visited a wet market in Wuhan, China, Sunday. The wet market is believed to be the source of the novel coronavirus in late 2019. A cluster of cases were linked to the seafood market, and since then, the virus has affected more than 102 million people worldwide and killed more than 2.2 million. The scientists have already visited at least one of the hospitals in Wuhan that treated some of the first patients. The scientists want to know where the virus originated, in what animal, and how it made its way to humans, something that could take years to figure out. The Associated Press reports Israel has agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians for frontline medical workers. Israel has been criticized for not providing vaccines to the Palestinians before, but says it is not responsible for them. This is VOA.